Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Welcome, everyone, and today you are in for an incredible treat. I'm really excited about having someone, Mark Allen, on my show, who is a kindred spirit. He and I were just talking, and it's just wonderful to see people who can move from poverty to riches. And how many of us can boast about being a self-made millionaire or going, like I said, from poverty to riches and doing what we love and following our heart and our talents to make it happen? My guest, Mark Allen, can and already has. He has gone from poverty to riches and written a book, which he'll share with listeners today, called The Greatest Secret of All. And in that book, it reveals how you can also do that. In The Greatest Secret of All, Mark Allen explains that there are greater secrets than just the law of attraction. The law of attraction is powerful, and yet you can go beyond it. Money's great, but we all know it doesn't always bring happiness. Some of the wealthiest people in the world live unhappy lives. Why? Because they haven't learned the simple secret of a life well lived, and that's where Mark Allen comes in. His book offers us an explanation of how manifestation works and more. And today he's going to talk about how each of us can realize our greatest potential and create a life of purpose, happiness, and inner peace. Mark is an internationally renowned seminar leader, entrepreneur, author, and composer. He co-founded the New World Library and has guided the company as both president and publisher from a small startup to its current position as a major player in the independent publishing world. He leads seminars in Northern California and gives free teleseminars that reaches people all over the world. Mark's also written several books, including The Type C Guide to Success, The Millionaire Course, Visionary Business, and others. He's also recorded several albums of original music, including Breathe, Petals, Quiet Moments, Solo Flight, and his latest, Awakening. So, I am excited, and Mark is here ready to share his secrets with all of us. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hello, Joanne. Fine, thank you.
Great. Now, I've been reading your book and looking at it, and I know from the introduction that there's a story behind it. So can you talk about that? Because people always love to hear real-life stories that can help them be inspired and change their lives.
Yeah. Yes, I can. I was born knowing it was important to do what I love to do. That was an important thing that a lot of people take years to learn. Some never learn. Even though my dad wanted me to be a business major in college, I wanted to be an actor and a musician. And I started writing music in high school. That's what I wanted to do. And so I did that. But all through my 20s and early 30s, I had no idea how to be successful doing what I love to do. I often say I had the opposite of the Midas touch in my 20s. Everything I touched fell apart. I was in a theater company that I wrote music for the plays, and that fell apart. And then I was in another company that fell apart. And then I followed my girlfriend into a Zen center, which was really good for me, but I got kicked out after about 5.5 months for breaking the rules. And then I wandered around Northern California. I was from Minnesota originally, and I had a rock band for a while. That fell apart, and then I just did a bunch of seminars and things, and I had odd jobs. I got fired as a busboy and dishwasher for being too slow, and I got fired as a typesetter for not showing up on time, and then I turned 30, and that was the day that changed my life. I woke up in a state of shock. I realized I wasn't a kid anymore. I had no job. I had no money of any kind, no financial support from my family, which a lot of so-called self-made people have had. I had no financial support from them whatsoever. And that day changed my life. I remembered that day a little game I'd played when I was about 22. I'd tried a back-to-the-land experiment, too, in my early 20s. It was a disaster. But one night during that back-to-the-land experiment, we were all sitting around a fire, and this one couple said, let's play this game we play at church camp. Let's imagine 5 years have passed, and everything has gone as well as you could imagine. What would your life look like? We went around the fire. I don't remember a word of what I said, so it had no impact on my life whatsoever. But the day I turned 30, I remembered playing that game, and I thought, this is a good idea to do this. But this time, alone in my little apartment, little slum apartment in Oakland, California, $65 a month rent, then I was scrounging. We always use this term, scrounging, every month to come up with $65 a month. That's what a poverty case I was. But that day, I took a sheet of paper. I wrote ideal scene at the top. And I dared dream that 5 years had passed, so I was 35. What would my ideal life look like? Without being aware of it at the time, I had done the most important thing I ever did in my life. I set my goal. Much to my amazement, I wrote, I have a successful publishing company that cruises along effortlessly and publishes my books and the books of my friends and my music, too. And I have a big white home in Marin County, California, this beautiful place across the bay from Oakland. And then I dared dream my ideal, so I added what may be my unique contribution to humanity. I put, and I have a life of ease, too. I don't work too hard. I have plenty of time for my writing and music and just being lazy. I want success with ease.
You know, I love that expression, because you and I were talking earlier about being lazy, and many of us, like I was telling you about my family, many of us have come from the belief system that we've carried on about you've got to work hard in order to succeed, you've got to do better, you've got to work harder. You're not, particularly
yep.
if you're in business for yourself, like we were talking about. Now, can anybody
yeah.
do this?
Can anybody
go from point A like you did to point B, and what's the secret?
I'm convinced anybody can do it. We all have the tools. The tools are simply our physical body, our mind, our amazing mind, and the way I see it, our deep connection with a powerful, limitless subconscious mind. Or you can call it whatever you want. Some people call it the universe. Some people call it God. Whatever it is, we have some deep, powerful connection that when we dare to dream, when we really put out a goal and start affirming that goal, start telling ourselves we're creating that goal, and ideally tell ourselves in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, we are now creating such and such, whatever our goal is. When we affirm that, there is some great power that supports us and says yes. So I really believe, and I didn't have to come to believe in anything or make a leap of faith. I just tried these simple little principles, and they worked. I really believe affirmation works, prayer works, positive thinking works, creative visualization works, strategic planning works. It all works, unless with our next thought we undo it, because unfortunately negative thinking also works.
Right, that's
what
I was going to ask you about.
Whole process, I'm convinced, is when we say, I'm going to create the life of my dreams, the whole universe in some mysterious way says yes and starts showing us exactly what the next step is. But then if our next thought is, oh, but it's so hard to succeed, so few people succeed, the universe says, yes, it's hard for you with that thought, yes.
So what the universe does is it affirms our thoughts. And after all those wonderful, I can do it, and yes, I can, and here it is, and then suddenly, as you're saying, and also as in your book, suddenly all those doubts and those misgivings and those fears start coming up when we really affirm what we choose, what we want, what we desire. How do people get past that?
That becomes the most important work of all. Once we set our goal, the doubts and fears we have can completely undermine and destroy the goal. I used to think we had to be sort of focused at least half the time, but then I heard the analogy that a plane, when it's flying, is off course over 95% of the time, but the pilot just keeps correcting over and over and over, and it reaches its destination. When I heard that, I thought, that's the story of my life, because as soon as we set our goal, as soon as we dare to dream, we've created a destination we want to arrive at. And then we start taking whatever steps we can take. But then with every doubt and fear and every reflecting all these limiting beliefs we have, we get off track. But we can be off track a whole lot. We can be full of doubt and fear a lot of the time. But if we keep coming back to our affirmations of our goal, or keep coming back to our dream, or keep doing one little thing, a powerful thing I started doing on my 30th birthday was, for every major goal, making a one-page plan on paper. Just a simple one-page plan. How am I going to get from here to there? How do I start a successful business? At first, I didn't know at all. My first plan was just read a used business 101 textbook, because I'd never studied business at all, never taken a course, never had any interest in it, you know, and talk to people that knew more about business than I did. That was all I could see to do at first. But eventually, talking to people, reading a textbook, I learned, oh, I need to make a plan. I need to set up a company and make a plan. And I literally would make these little one-page plans over and over. To this day, I do that. To this day, I carry a sheet of goals and affirmations.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think those affirmations are so very, very powerful. And I think there's something about putting what you choose, what you desire, on paper. And there's something about the way the brain, the coordination between the brain and the hand, really sort of in some way helps to solidify this. So I think that's wonderful. Are affirmations enough? Do people need to do more than just write that down, that plan, one-page plan, and affirm it on a daily basis?
Yeah, it's got to lead to action for sure. But I just had last week, I call it my miracle story of the week, this woman, just for a great example of the power of affirmations, just affirmations, she was a real estate agent, and then she bought a house right at the top of the real estate bubble. And then the crash happened. Her income was wiped out, and her house dropped in value to half of what it was. So her loan was literally twice what her house was worth. And she had no money coming in, and she was looking at foreclosure, losing her property, and she was looking at bankruptcy. And she took a seminar of mine, and she ended up with a page of affirmations that she'd written out. And the affirmations were, I am now creating a successful career. I am now paying off my house in full. I am now creating $1 million in liquid income in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. She wrote this page of affirmations, and every morning, she was far more disciplined than I ever was. I never did anything like this, but every morning she'd go to a gym and work out for half an hour on a treadmill or whatever it was, and have it right in front of her face and just read through it over and over and over and over. And she said she knows it was the reading through that had the result of, she started getting these ideas to try things, new things, out-of-the-box things, try this, try that. She said her first five or six ideas that came up over the next couple of weeks, she felt wouldn't work. But then she got an idea of working directly with banks to refinance homes like hers. And she thought, that could work. she made a plan. She went to some banks. She implemented it. 2 years have passed. Her house is paid off in full, and she has substantial liquid savings and is really reaching all her goals.
So that's actually fantastic. That's a great story. So it's really about having that plan, having those affirmations, and like you said, also taking action. And I, as you were talking, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great, because I love to go to the gym and work out too, not only if we write those affirmations down, but you and I are very much interested in the subconscious mind and the power of it. What if we tape them and actually play them back as we're working out or walking or sleeping so that we're hearing them not only consciously but unconsciously? I bet you that's probably even more powerful.
That's a great idea.
Thanks. You talk about four simple steps. I love that. Simple steps
for
manifestation. Now, you've talked about a little bit of that. Can you really elaborate, and what are those four steps for our listeners? And before you do, I just want to tell people that the call-in number is 805-285-9790 in case you want to call in, ask questions of Mark Allen. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I teach today exactly what I did the day I turned 30. When I turned 30, I put together some things I'd learned over my 20s but never implemented. And the first I mentioned, step one, write your ideal scene. As Stephen Covey says in Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, which I've never read, but I read the contents and I saw the second habit there is begin with the end in mind. That's it. That's what the ideal scene tricks you into doing in a real easy way. You just imagine 5 years have passed, everything has gone as well as you could imagine. Dare to dream, that's where you begin. Thoreau said, of course we need to build our castles in the air. That's where they should be. Then we put the foundations under them. And that's the whole process I discovered when I was 30. You begin with your castle in the air, your ideal scene. Then from that, you make a list of goals on paper. And you're right, writing them makes them more concrete. That was step two, just a list of goals. I had start a publishing company, start writing a book, start recording your music, start learning about real estate. Everything was start this, start that, because I had nothing going on. Then step three, I looked at each one of those list of goals and turned them into an affirmation. To this day, I carry around my goals with it as affirmations in my pocket, as if they are now coming into being in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. So I am now creating a successful publishing company. Now my goal is I am now increasing my profits by 50% this year in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. List of goals. That's three. Then the fourth simple thing is for every major goal, just make a one-page plan. I was thinking maybe the actual writing I did when the day I turned 30 took 20 minutes. To just write my ideal scene, that was a page. I stared at that for a while. I wrote a list of goals. That took less than 10 minutes. And then I rewrote my goals as affirmations. That took less than 10 minutes. And then over the next few days and weeks, the plans would emerge, and each one was just a one-page plan, which takes less than 10 minutes.
You know, that's so incredible. And it's simple. That's the beauty of it. People say, oh, it's too simple, that's never going to happen. But you're actually living proof of it, and so are many, many other people who've been using the law of attraction and even moving beyond it. I want to read a quote from your book. It says, "We have the power within us to clearly imagine what we wish to attain. The more often we focus our powerful thoughts on our dreams and goals, the closer we come to realizing those dreams, because the steps we need to take become obvious and doable." And it seems that you've already outlined the steps. But I have a question. What is this great book, The Greatest Secret of Them All? I must confess I know the answer because I read it. But what is The Greatest Secret of Them All? What is that?
That's a good question. I spend the first half about these secrets of success, so-called secrets. There's no secrets. But then I do say, you know, a lot of people who are successful are still miserable. And certainly the greatest secrets have to do with a life well lived and real happiness and fulfillment and inner peace. And I kind of take everyone by the hand and then ask them to reflect on these things. For me, I know a real key was when I started to trust my own intuition and my own inner voice, even about concrete things like business. My first few years of business were a mess because I didn't trust myself. I thought, I don't know anything. I kept looking for other people who had more experience. Then that shifted, and I started really trusting this inner voice I hear when I walk around and ask it questions. So I invite everyone to ask, what is the secret of a life well lived for me? And when I ask that question, the answer I get, the end of the book for me, the greatest secret of all, is the secret of a life well lived and inner peace and happiness is to love and serve yourself and others.
You know, that's so profound. It's simple, but it's so profound because I truly think that, yes, we need to serve others. Service is beautiful. It makes us feel wonderful. But at the same time, if we're not serving ourselves, we need to serve the greater good. But we're a part of that. And if we're not paying attention to us, we're sort of missing it in a very profound connection. Go ahead.
No more martyrs. I did realize over the years that that simple little phrase is very good advice for business and career, because every business and career is based on service. If the banks in Wall Street would have remembered that, if Enron would have remembered that, they never would have gone bankrupt. If the banks would have remembered their purpose is to serve their clients' financial needs, they never would have done these ridiculous packages of investments that did nothing but make them money. If Enron would have remembered its purpose was distributing energy, it never would have done these stupid offshore investment things that ended up bringing it down. So that's very good concrete daily advice that if you have a career, if you're in business, you're there to love and serve other people. That's your purpose.
Right, and it's really powerful. And I think if everybody were doing that, there would be some really big transformation going on here.
Yeah,
and you also
yeah.
talk about that in your book, about how we can really change the world and change global problems. So what is that?
Yeah. I think there is a huge change happening. We're finally getting, I think, that war doesn't work. And in fact, the whole old paradigm, if you will, or the system of domination and exploitation does not work. The only thing that works is partnership with other people, which is loving and serving other people and ourselves. And we're
and, you know,
even
it makes
getting
us
that
feel. It makes us feel so wonderful when we do that.
Yeah, and I think it's even happening globally. So many of the dictators now in the Middle East are going down that built their entire system on domination and exploitation of their people. Finally, the people are standing up saying, this is not fair. This is not fair. The government is there to serve the people. That's our government employees call themselves public servants. That's what they're supposed to do. Any government that doesn't.
Unfortunately, they forget that they're public servants, but I think it's important to remind them of that. You know, I was watching a show last night, a late television show on USA, and it was about character-approved honorees, and these were people in all walks of life, from a chef to somebody who was making shoes to an author to somebody who had written a book and working with an artist who had worked with public spaces, who were being honored because of their vision and their imagination, but more than that, because of their way of utilizing their gifts, as you do, and utilizing their talents and being able to actually help other people. So the gentleman who was making shoes went over to some third world country and realized that some children were not able to go to school. And that was really his idea of actually beginning to design shoes. They weren't able to go to school because they didn't have shoes on their feet. And so it began with a cause and with helping people, and it's really really wonderful how that is burgeoning. And you're right. I think the world is changing, even though there are so many people who are talking about doom and gloom. But we're optimistic, and I think that we're on the right track. And certainly, you are leading people in a wonderful direction. So what's next for you?
Oh, boy. I'm
In your lazy
I'm pretty lazy. I don't do mornings. I don't do Mondays. I have a lot of free time where I do nothing, which is my ideal scene. From the beginning, that was my ideal scene. When you introduced me in the beginning with all this stuff, it makes me sound like I must be so busy, but I'm really not. Though I am really looking globally now. I'm speaking at this big World Peace Festival in August in Berlin. And and at the end of my book, Visionary Business, I spell out a whole vision for how the world could definitely change and how we could get that every government has the resources to house and feed and educate its people. And if it doesn't do that, it's failing. It's a failing grade. The purpose of government is to house and feed and educate its people. If we get that simple concept, then we can, it's a matter of priorities. There's plenty of money. There's no shortage of money in the world, just as there's no shortage of food, but people are starving to death. You know, we have a distribution problem. That's all. We have the resources. 40 years ago, Buckminster Fuller, this wonderful inventor and who spoke in the 60s and 70s, he was saying we have the resources and technology to house and feed and educate everyone on the planet. He was saying that 40 years ago, before Internet. So it's even more true today.
Right, it is true, and I think we need to be aligned with that. So how do people get in touch with you? And I also saw that you have some free teleseminars going on. I'm certainly going to participate, but give people how they can get more of Mark Allen.
Well, great. I have two websites, markallen.com, markallen.com. That is actually being redone, and it's a bit of a mess right now, but it tells you some about my teleseminars. The first Wednesday of each month, I do a free teleseminar, and then I do these paid teleseminar series that are really fun, and people just love them. And I have lots of books and music and stuff, and that you can get on markallen.com or newworldlibrary.com.
Well, Mark, it's been an incredible pleasure, and I would love to have you on again. You and I were talking about that. So I wish you the best of easy luck. Not that you need
it.
You sort of maximize that. And thanks again for your ideas, for agreeing to be a guest, and for all that you have to offer the listeners and the world.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. Thank you for your show and for what you do.
Thanks. Take care. Our next guest is Susan Lorraine, and we're shifting gears, folks. We're moving from, well, it's still about manifestation in some way and creating what you desire. And Susan Lorraine graduated from the American Institute of Holistic Health and Wellness, and she is also a board-certified holistic psychologist, and she's worked in many, many different areas. One of her recent areas in which she's achieved a lot of success with couples is helping people who want to have children overcome their infertility issues. And this is very important because I know that I've actually had some clients recently and actually over the years who have gone through the laborious, painful, upsetting, stressful process of trying to get pregnant with so many ways medically and actually having some terrible problems and stress, as I said earlier, and if they had known about Lorraine and if they had known that there was a different way, they would have really benefited so wonderfully. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Susan Lorraine. Susan, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, Dr. White.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Now, we want to focus. I actually listened to another show that you were on just to get a flavor for what you do, but our focus today is infertility, and I think it's really very, very important. And it means not being able to get pregnant after a year of trying. And actually, about 6.1 million women in the United States between the ages of 15 and 44 have difficulty getting pregnant or staying pregnant, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. What difference do you make in these lives of women and men in terms of getting pregnant?
Well, you know, it's really very simple, Joanne, because the women that come to me, I put them through a healing workshop. This healing workshop has four steps to it. It's very easy, it's very simple, it's very profound, it works. My practice is a Christian-based practice that respects and works with every denomination, every belief system. I take a woman who is trying to get pregnant, and I sit and I talk with her. I provide counseling to her, and I help her to understand the inner dialogue that she is holding deep down within the deeper part of her mind. I have these spiritual gifts which allow me to interpret and know what a person is really feeling. So when a woman does come into my office, I start out by asking her what is happening in her life. As she is speaking to me, I can feel the emotions that are going on deep within her. And many times, pictures, words come into my thoughts. I'm not psychic. I don't know each individual, and I don't know their background. But I do have very strong spiritual gifts. You can call it universal. You can call it God. I call it the Holy Spirit, because we all have a spiritual essence within us. And I am able to explain to each individual what is going on, what that inner dialogue actually means. We look at the negative aspect. We look at the pain that a person may be holding from their past. We look at any resentment or anger from their past. The body and the mind hold their own intelligence, and it carries with us through our lives. Consciously, we think we have forgotten when someone hurt us. It may be the smallest increment in our lives that we tucked away, but our minds at a very deep level, there are 9 levels to the mind, and at that deep level is the cellular level. This is where we're holding that inner dialogue of pain. This is where we're holding any anger or guilt or fear or doubt or worry. I counsel, I help these women gently and peacefully and very easily release whatever is keeping them in bondage.
You know, I think that's really very powerful too, because I believe that we do carry what I call cellular memories, and I even believe that we have some of them from when we're in the womb that we may not even be aware of. And I also do holistic and spiritual work, but I've never done it around infertility, so that's really wonderful. I know that we're talking about infertility and how to help women, but if we have time, I would love you to just very briefly tell us what the 9 levels of the mind are. I think that's fascinating. We'll come back to that. No, really, I jotted that down. I'm thinking, oh, we gotta know this.
9 levels.
Because I'm sure I'll get a question like that, and I'll say, what are some of the causes of infertility and miscarriage? Because they're not just about women. They also involve men as well. What happens?
Well, you know, when we are dealing with, many people come into my practice. I do have single women that want to, they may be dating or living with someone. They don't want to get married per se. They just want to have the child. And then I have couples that are very happily married and have truly struggled. And 15 years ago was my first couple for infertility. And the causes for infertility are different for each woman because it really depends on where she is in her life, where she is emotionally, physically, spiritually, and it also has a great deal to do with her cellular makeup, her memory, what she's holding in her life, what she's holding in her system. And a perfect example is, when someone is in my office and I'm getting pictures, specific pictures, of something that occurred in their life that they have chosen to forget. And I very gently present what I'm receiving and seeing. And sure enough, it hits right on that very delicate area from their past that has caused them to literally shut down. Women,
you know, it's interesting because according to the Department of Health and Human Services, what they define as causes for infertility in terms of alcohol, drug use, other factors in terms of women with maybe some other physical factors, they don't even address what you're looking at. And I think it's such a gift, and I actually teach people how to access their psychic gifts and their intuitive gifts. But it's so wonderful that you're able to see that through pictures. Oftentimes I have people come into my office and I'll say, "How are you?" And they'll say, "Great." And I know because of the information that I'm receiving that they're really not in the place that they may think they are, but or they may present that way, but they're not. So when you're working with women like this, how do you change those beliefs? How do you change that dialogue that's taking place at that cellular level?
Well, first of all, what we do is we have to look at what those messages are that they're holding. I take those messages and I help them understand how it has suppressed their system and caused any symptoms they're experiencing. There could be endometriosis that they've been conventionally diagnosed with. That endometriosis started at a certain time in their life where there were certain issues going on in their life. I look at every area of their life, and then I go into their heart, their emotions. I go into their belief system. I help them to put together where they need to turn over. The work I do and the energy work I do, this is all Christian. This is all from a faith position of Holy Spirit, God, universal, whatever individuals want to call it. But we all have the ability within us to change. And I help women change by shifting their system into a healing cycle.
And, you know, it's really amazing because healing, many of us call ourselves healers, but healing really takes place within the person. So if
that's absolutely right. It does. And I'm not doing the healing. There is higher power.
Right.
God's
that and they're working with the person's own healing
within
ability.
Within the individual. Right. But I have to tell you that it is the power. It is the power of Christ, God, Holy Spirit, universal working through me. And I am just an instrument. And these women, any woman, has the ability to become pregnant. I also work with herbs and vitamins and nutritional profile. There are very, very specific profiles that are necessary for women. All my work is personalized because healing is personal. And I also do create personalized CDs with my music and my voice for these women to listen to so that between their sessions, they have a continued support system to guide them and bring them along and keep their system moving in that healing cycle.
And then I wanted to know also, what are some of the risks that women go through, or what actually increases the risk? You know, because we're talking on so many different levels, and I work with energy too, but we're talking about the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and also the energetic level. But what increases a woman's risk of infertility from your perspective?
What increases infertility from my perspective? Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all, because women are eternal co-creators. Every woman has the ability to become pregnant. Whether they are told conventionally there are issues or not, it doesn't matter what the blood work says. It doesn't matter what conventional medicine says. The answers are within. It is in that cellular level, the cellular memory. It's in that dialogue. And it is the spiritual, emotional, physical, mind connection. I take all of those levels, turn them over. I have a 100% success rate. Any woman can get pregnant. And many women out there.
That's very profound. That's very, very profound.
Yes. And there are women that have come to me who have been through, artificial insemination. They've been through the infertility, conventional infertility cycle of trying to get pregnant through those treatment programs. Women have come to me who have been very upset because one day they're told they're going to get pregnant. If them and their husband are intimate over the next few days, they're going to ovulate, hurry up, they're going to get pregnant. That is not natural to the body, and that is not the way fertility occurs, conception occurs.
It's also not natural.
And it's not healthy. It's not healthy for the mind, because I take these women and I have to bring them to a place of peacefulness and inner stillness so that I can truly balance their system, harmonize their system, and bring them into that graceful place of naturally conceiving.
You know, as you're talking, it's also very clear that when a woman has to do that in terms of, okay, you've got to actually make love at this particular time because it's the best time for procreation. It's not only does it go against something physically, but it really also affects intimacy and affects our emotionality, and also affects how women and also their partners view themselves. Now, you know, I was doing some research on infertility in women, and many of the articles written from the Department of Health and from other people really talk about how age can affect a woman's ability to have children. And now more and more, particularly in this country, in the United States, more and more women are choosing to start having children at a later age, past 30, past 35. Does that make a difference?
Not at all. I've had women who have successfully conceived through my healing program that have been 44, 45, 48 years old.
So that's wonderful.
It's all about inner dialogue.
Right, and there's another side to that, because women are also told that if they have children later on, past 40 or whatever, it increases the risk in the embryo and the child to have all sorts of mental, physical problems. Do you believe in that as well, or no?
I know that it occurs, and I realize that conventionally this is what is presented, but I have to tell you that the work that I do, it doesn't matter. I've had women who have come into my office who were pregnant and upset because they were told there may be some there may be some birth defects, there are some concerns, etc. And I once again take them through a healing cycle. The healing cycle, the healing program that I offer to women that have been presented with concerns of birth defects is a very different program than the program I take women who are having difficulty conceiving. The underlying foundation of the programs, it's the same. However, much of the dialogues are very different. An example would be a woman trying to conceive. There may be issues from the past. There even may be a genetic disposition where her mother had issues, could not conceive. Therefore, she is convinced she cannot conceive.
So that belief system gets, that belief system on some level, so the cellular level that we've been talking about, gets passed on. I'm always fascinated about people who get into certain kinds of fields or interests, because I know from myself and also our last guest, Mark Allen, and many other people that I've had on my show and people that I've met, there's a personal story. And you all know that we love human interest stories. What got you, Susan, involved in all of this? What is there a personal story to this?
Yes, there really is. Very briefly, over 35 years ago, I had a four-year-old son, but I became diagnosed with three serious illnesses all at one time. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with RSD, which is reflex symptomatic dystrophy, which is a disease. The central nervous system and the neuromuscular system, which they both interact. And what they do is they literally break down the ability of the strength and integrity of the nerves and the muscles in the body, muscle control. I walked with a cane, and I had to be held up. I needed assistance at all times. I could not function alone. I had liver damage, and I was diagnosed with cancer. I was told that there was no hope. Cancer surgery was immediate to remove the cancer. I was not given any hope. I was told that they could not get all of it because it was just so intense, and there was no way that they wanted to risk getting it all out. I began going for checkups every 3 months afterwards, and they kept watching me. During this process, I came across a massage therapist who turned out to be a holistic practitioner. After 4 years of suffering and being in pain and being told I didn't have long to live, this woman took me and started to work on me, massage. She began interpreting my body. She taught me why I was ill. She explained to me what was going on with the dialogue in my mind, in my body, my spirit, my heart, my entire being. She became one of my professional mentors that put me on my professional path to return to school. In addition, much, much prayer, meditation, being prayed over, excessive spiritual advisors all through my life. And in my book, Angel Rhythm, it explains the extremity of the pain, every step in my life, how I came out of the illness. But this initial contact of the massage took me into the holistic medicine. She explained to me also the spirit within us, how God within us, and many people call it universal, how this healing power can overtake, change, and heal us. So
you know, it's amazing because we're like-minded in many ways too. I had an injury and I actually had to turn to alternative ways, which began a new career for me in alternative medicine and energy medicine, in addition to everything that I do, to really find what I needed to heal. So I didn't know you had this book. book. I got all this information. I didn't see this book. Tell us, tell our listeners, because we only have a couple more minutes, tell our listeners how they can reach you, and you're located where? Are you in New Jersey or Pennsylvania?
I am in Pennsylvania, but I do travel. And my phone number, my direct office line, is 484-390-9519. I can be reached 24/7. I have an open line, and I make myself available. And I do treat infertility. I actually treat all illness, all ages, all levels, all circumstances. I turn everything around.
How can people get a hold of your book? Do you have a website, or do you have a way? Is it on Amazon? How do people get a hold of it if they want to purchase it?
The way they would get a hold of this book is they would contact me directly, or it will be on my website. My website is in production. It will be up very soon, within the next 2-3 weeks. And my website address is healingwaters@infinitespirit.com. And my name of my practice is Healing Light Guidance Services.
Great. So do me a favor, email me that when it's up, and I'll be able to put it on my website and be able to promote.
I certainly will.
Even more. Susan, it's been wonderful speaking with you. I love what you do. I think that there are many women and men out there, their partners, who can really benefit from your approach, and it's a painless approach, and it really helps people to get through what they need to create children in a wonderful, happy, non-stressful, easy manner, which I think is really incredible. So do me a favor. Can you just tell us three levels of the mind before you go? I know that there are nine.
Well, basically, you have the cellular level, and that
right.
is the level where we hold all memory.
Right.
Then what we do... And then we are going up into the subconscious. We go to the conscious. There's also a subliminal level, which is between the cellular and the subconscious level. That's a whole nother program, Dr. White.
Right,
and we'll think about that
because that's where we give ourselves all those crazy messages about how we can't do this and we can't have children and all of that stuff, right?
Go ahead.
A few more levels before we...
And then the top level is the conscious level, of course. There is a level of intuition and inner voice that it comes in line with the subconscious superego. And once again, it's very, very in-depth. But, you know, looking at those levels, each individual through the healing cycle, they can feel themselves raising up to the ninth level and releasing all that's been bondage, and they become pregnant.
You know, that's so wonderful. It's really a blessing to have you on the show, and I'm sure that you are a blessing to many couples who have gone through a lot of conventional, painful ways for them, and I know a few right offhand, and so thank you for the work that you do, and thanks so much, Susan, for being a guest on the Power Your Life show, and I hope to speak with you soon and have you on again.
I thank you so much. It has been a pleasure, and you have been a wonderful host, so I'm just going to extend some healing energy to you and many blessings. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan, and take care. Now, we've been talking to two very incredible people here, which is really wonderful. And I just also wanted to talk to you a little bit about what we've been talking about and read you something from one of my books, too, because I talk about this in Sense Your Way to Life Satisfaction. Let go of the doubts and fears and judgments that so often control you. They cloud your recognition of your own beauty and your own vastness, your own greatness. We are all so magnificent and so unique. Each one of us contains the seeds that represent the whole. Beyond your imagination, beyond your wildest dreaming, lay the wonderment that is all of you. All of us, all of you, are seeds of greatness. Walk in the fullest expression of the divine and recognize that the divine resides in each person and in you. We all have the ability of creative expression, and we can attune more closely to soul-centered living. You, each one of you, are already whole, already connected to all the possibilities and to creation itself. And that's my book from Sense Your Way to Life Satisfaction on my website, docwhite.org, or you can actually get it on Amazon. And it's been a pleasure today to talk to you and to have wonderful guests to share their stories and their wisdom. Tune in next week when I'm going to have Tina Louise. Some of you know her as Ginger from Gilligan's Island. And she actually is going to talk about how we can save the honeybee. And she's written books for children. She's also an advocate for literary skills. And for those of you who want to beautify themselves and their skin, I also have next week, next Wednesday on March 16th, board-certified physician Dr. Malik, who will talk about how to help you get beautiful, safe, wonderful skin with the newest skin care treatments at any age. So tune in and find out how you can beautify your skin and superfoods that will help you along. This is Dr. Joanne White, and I hope each one of you have a blessed day. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.